thanks to our Congress, there is no current round of BRAC approved in the National Defense Authorization Act.
Mark Fry serves on the City of San Antonio's Military Transformation Task Force, which advocates for the local military at the national level. He says the military budget bill signed into law the day after Christmas only protects bases through the next budget year.
Having said that, I don't think we're safe beyond a couple of years.
John Dixon agrees.
The Air Force is going to push to reduce its footprint. There's no doubt about it.
Dixon is a member of the Space Command Commanders Group that advises the Air Force. He says the budget bill brought clarity for the military, which helps with contracts and planning. But it was a mixed bag that foreshadows a reduction in force across the DOD. Dixon says San Antonio's military has many strengths, in particular Fort Sam's medical training mission and the Air Force cybersecurity mission. But he worries about Camp Bullis.
You just can't recreate and go buy more property to do that. So that even though it doesn't, you know, house a tremendous amount of buildings, people, missions, it has a disproportionately important role because of the training component for both Fort Sam and Lackland.
Those involved with San Antonio's military say local leaders need to be diligent relative to the kind of military systems that could be jeopardized in a future BRAC, which Fry predicts would come in 2017. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.